Hi guys, hope you've had a good Monday, if such a thing exists. So some exciting news that got announced last week that has inspired this podcast, the return of McFly. Now McFly are my favourite boy band. They're one of everyone's favourite noughties guilty pleasures. Seriously, we all hoped Five Colours in Her Hair was about us. They were so popular because one, they write their own music. Two, they could actually play their instruments well, especially the drummer Harry Judd. Kind of fangirled when I found out a guy at work had the same name. They also have two amazing lead singers, Tom Fletcher and Danny Jones, and the hottest bassist. Seriously, Dougie Pointer, if you're listening, marry me. I mean, you announced the reunion on a podcast, so you're obviously a fan. You're always welcome on mine. I will always be gutted that I missed him DJing at Propaganda. Sad face. Anyway, I'm very excited for their reunion this year. As last time they reunited, it was only for a tour and they didn't release any new music. So hopefully this time we'll bring some amazing new McFly anthems. Also, I may be able to see them live finally as McFly. I did have the amazing experience of seeing the supergroup McBusted, not once, but twice. Once in Birmingham after the longest, worst bus ride ever. Another time at Newmarket Races. I was so close I could touch Dougie. Seriously, any noughties girl dream supergroup. But as I'm a bigger fan of McFly songs, no offence Busted, you do rock too, but I'm keen to see them live as McFly. It is lovely the friendship between Busted and McFly, as Tom from McFly originally auditioned for Busted before McFly happened in 2003, and obviously didn't get it when they changed it from a four-piece to a three-piece, but he helped write on some of Busted's songs. And James Bourne from Busted has helped write some McFly songs, which ended in some classics for both bands. Now, one of my best friends is literally McFly's biggest fans. Hey Ty, if you're listening. She's seen them multiple times, camped out to get Barrier, meet and greet, you name it. She even won a competition and got a personal video of them singing happy birthday to her. I even got her a Danny Jones cardboard cutout, as she couldn't have the real thing. Normally I'd call that crazy, but McFly are talented and they deserve the hype they get. They've earned their place. Also, if you're a McFly fan, you need to check out Just My Luck. As well as teen queen Lindsay Lohan and the gorgeous Chris Pine, it also features McFly a lot. There's some brilliant, brilliant comedy bits. My personal favourite McFly song is Falling In Love. I mean, the lad's vocals on that song are on point and it always gives me goosebumps. I also obviously like Five Colours in Her Hair, Surfer Girl, Star Girl, and All About You. So why don't you come up with your own favourite McFly song? Let's have a chat. Now, they've all done great things solo, especially the King of Dads, Tom Fletcher. His cute kids and his inspirational wife are family goals, and he's just so multi-talented with his children books and other ventures, they all are. I mean, Harry Judd won Strictly Come Dancing the same year that Dougie Pointer won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I mean, he's King of the Jungle, you know, I was happy to be his queen. Now, they've all done great things separately, but I'm so glad that they are getting back together. I cannot wait for the reunion. Well, that's all, folks. Time to go and have a noughties throwback party, methinks. Now, this may be my last podcast for a few weeks. Don't cry, as I'll be busy living the Panto life with my Amjam group. But I'll be back. Any feedback and suggestions for future episodes would be gratefully received. Remember, it's all about you.